Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Colder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Scriptures and the truth of the Word of God so we can know and understand what is God doing and how is He going to resolve all the problems and difficulties that we see in the world today. So the question today is, what is, or what was, the original human sin of Adam and Eve? And why, we will see, that fits in to why Satan rebelled. Because in the segment that we did with what was original sin of Satan, he rebelled because he wanted to be like God. Now, why did he want to be like God? Why was he not happy with what God had given him? Why did he think he could become like God? Well, because the plan of God reaches back way in time. So let's read it in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 9. Who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ before the ages of time. So before God created the heavens, he had this plan. And he created the earth then originally for the angels. But Satan rebelled and took with him one third of the angels. And the earth was destroyed, became without form and void. So God flooded it. That was the first flood. How long it was flooded, we don't know. Then God took the 7 days to recreate the earth. Could it be, and this is probably true, that Satan and the angels rebelled when they found out in God's plan that the humans that God was going to create would eventually take over and be ahead of them? Now think about that for a minute. Why would there be such a rebellion of such a magnitude except to try and grasp what was God's plan in creating man and woman? Because God had the plan all laid out before the ages of time, before he created the angels, before he created the one who became Lucifer, Satan the devil. And he rebelled, and the angels rebelled. So here in Genesis, the first chapter, and verse 26. Now this is quite a verse. This single verse tells us an awful lot. See, now let's understand something else. Angels were not made in the image of God. But man and woman have been made in the image of God. That probably also added to the rebellion of Satan. He didn't want it to happen. So Genesis 1, verse 26, God said, let us. Now this us refers to God the Father, who in the Old Testament is called the Most High. And then the Lord God, who we're talking about here right in chapter 1, was the one who was called Elohim or Yahweh. Now, in the New Testament, the Most High becomes God the Father. And the Lord God of the Old Testament becomes Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh. And so, God created mankind, male and female, as we will see, so that God could come and be a man And the destiny of human beings is to become, well, I'll let you write for the book, from a speck of dust to a son of God, why were you born? Why are you and every human being made in the image of God? So let's read this fantastic verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that crawls upon the earth. Fantastic thing. God made the earth for mankind now. Before, it was made for angels. And they rebelled. And they didn't repent. And so they rebelled against the plan of God that he was going to make human beings. And eventually, in the plan of God, those who are human beings who are go through the process of being saved and being resurrected from the dead, they would be placed over all the angels. So that's why they rebelled. So let's continue on here. That's quite a thing. Verse 27, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. He created them male and female. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of heaven, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. What a fantastic blessing. Now, one more thing to understand. Angels do not reproduce by procreation. Once they're created, that's it. They can't have children. And the myth that angels, fallen angels of Satan the devil, had sexual relations with women and produced giants is a myth. Because God created kind after kind. And angels cannot reproduce, so let alone demons. Now then, chapter 2 and verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now, most translations have that as soul. But soul, in many other places, is translated life. And in the New Testament, the Greek psuche is translated life more than soul. And there is no such thing as an immortal soul that a human being has. God gives the spirit of man, we'll see that in a little bit, that gives us intellect. And he became a living being, or a living soul, that is, his whole body would be called the soul. And the soul that sins dies. So then God put Adam in the garden. Now let's see, so we can understand, what was their sin? Now, they didn't have to sin, because God created them as free moral agents. See, God did not create a human being to be robots. He created us with free moral agency, with the ability to think, with the ability to build, with the ability to do all the things that men and women do today. It's an amazing thing what God has done. So let's find out what was the original sin of Adam and Eve. But they had to choose. And that's the whole thing with all human beings today. How many really choose the true God? Now that's another whole story, but let's continue on. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Now, that also means to guard it. And the Lord commanded the man, There were commandments. And we've seen many times that the Sabbath commandment was the first one that they understood. Because God made the seventh day, blessed it, sanctified it, made it holy, and told everyone else from that time on to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That way, they would always be in contact with the true God. So God commanded the man, saying, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that you eat of it, in dying you shall surely die." Now, this phrase doesn't mean in the day that you eat you shall die instantly, because if that were so, then there would never ever be any human beings. Verse 18, "And it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper compatible for him." So then, he took one of Adam's ribs, made a woman. This quite thing, let's pick it up in verse 23. "And Adam said, after God brought Eve to her, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.'" Now, what does this convey to us? Just these few words. That God talked to Adam about it, told him what it was going to be, that he was going to create a woman, that he was going to present her to him as his wife, and they were to have children. So he knew what was going on. See, because many people don't realize it, that God created Adam and Eve as well with a language built in right into their minds so they could communicate with God, not like a newly born child that has nothing. Now then, notice verse 24. Here is the law of marriage. "For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Now that's quite a thing, isn't it? That tells you a lot that God told them what was going to happen, how it was going to be. It also says in the next verse, "They were naked and not ashamed." So, how long were they in the garden with God? Because we know from a later verse, we'll see here in a minute, that they saw God every day. Now, we also know that God had to appear in a form to them that made him look like a man. Because no one, no human flesh, no person, man or woman, can come to the presence of God in his glory and live. So it's just like after Jesus was resurrected from the dead, he appeared in a bodily form of what he called flesh and bone. No blood, didn't need blood because he was a spirit being, but appeared as flesh and bone. So this is how God appeared to Adam and Eve. Now then, you can see how when the temptation came that they thought, "Well, we're pretty much like God." Now, here's another question. How long were they in the garden with God every day, being taught, learning everything they need to know, before the serpent came in? And remember from the segment that we did on the original sin of Satan, that he was in the Garden of Eden. There was God, there was Adam, there was Eve, and now then, here comes the serpent. And isn't it interesting, a little sidebar, that almost every religion of the world goes back to a serpent giving them enlightenment? What do you know about that? So, let's come here to chapter 3 and verse 1. Let's look at this for a minute. And let's understand what happened and what happened to their offspring, what happened to the whole earth because of this sin. See, sin always has penalties. Sin always has consequences. Now, you can repent of it, but in this case, this was a sin that could not be repented of because it was a sin very similar to Satan. Remember what Satan wanted to do? He wanted to be like the Most High. So here comes the serpent. Verse 1, chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Is it true that God has said, 'You shall not eat of any trees of the garden,' knowing a lie?" Now, this tells you that Eve had understanding and was instructed. She knew better. She knew that was a lie. So she said to the serpent, "We may freely eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has indeed said, 'You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Now this tells us additional instruction that God gave to Adam and Eve. Don't even touch it. Did she know that? Yes. She understood it. Yes. So that's why Satan came in with a trick question. And because she wanted to do right at this point, she corrected him. So let's see what the serpent said. "And the serpent said to the woman, 'In dying you shall not surely die.'" Here is the first indication of the doctrine of immortal soul, which came from none other than the serpent, Satan, the devil. "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be like God, deciding good and evil." So Satan always comes along and says, "You choose for yourself what is good or what is evil. You don't need God to tell you." But little do people realize that God has structured everything based upon that very principle, that if you go against what God has said, there are consequences and there are penalties that come. See? Now, Satan lied in this, because their eyes were not open to good, but their eyes were open to evil. Now, this is the benefit that Satan said they would receive. Be like God. And that's a counterfeit of God's plan. So here he is, right at the first, doing everything he can to destroy it. So let's see what happened. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes," now here she is, deciding for herself, rather than believing God and living according to what God had told them. And isn't that the sin of people to this very day? That they decide for themselves what is good and what is evil. Maybe some people even read the Bible and try and follow some of it. But look at the world. It is engulfed in evil because of this very thing right here. "And a tree to be desired to make one wise." Now, have you ever heard of the Magi? The Magi were the wise ones. Have you ever heard of the philosophers? They were the wise ones. And that is human satanic wisdom. Didn't come from God. God has preserved in His Bible what He wants. But He wants us to know the fatal mistakes that were made by Adam and Eve and how it has affected every single one of us to this very day. Now, apparently, Adam was right there watching this. Now, Adam could have stopped it. He could have told Eve, get away from the tree, don't touch it. He could have told Eve, don't eat it. Now, it didn't say she took a bite. She ate. She took of the fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. I wonder what he was doing. Now, watching her. Now, he didn't know what death was, because there had not been any death that they could have seen that would have given them the understanding of what death is. So, nothing happened to her when she ate. So she came over and said, here, take it, you like it. So he ate it. And sure enough, verse 7, and the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together to make coverings for themselves. What it was that Satan got them to do, and how long were they doing this before God came, I think there was a period of time with it. It wasn't something that just happened once and all of a sudden, bang, here we go. No, they were with the serpent being taught the ways of Satan. That's what it means, their eyes were opened, see. But not too good to decide good from evil. So apparently they got involved into probably many things sexually involved that they shouldn't be doing, and other things that Satan would induce them to doing. So verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Then Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Now, one man read that and said, well, why did God have to call to Adam? How can he be God? Well, he knew where they were, but he wanted them to answer. So we have, and the Lord called out to Adam, where are you? He knew exactly where he was. And he said, I heard you walking in the garden, and I was afraid because I am naked, and so I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? Now, look at it this way. This covers everything concerning human behavior, not just eating the fruit. There are things we are to do that God says. There are things we are not to do that God says. And they did what God said not to do, and that is sin. And so, he said, have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, the woman, he blamed the woman. Look, God, it's your fault. You made this woman and gave her to me. And she gave me of the tree and I ate. And the Lord said to the woman, what have you done? And the woman said, the serpent, he deceived me, and I ate. Now then, after that sin comes judgment, beginning with Satan the devil, and also comes a way out for mankind from their sin. So we'll cover that in another segment. What happened to Adam and Eve because of their sin? Now then, you need to write for our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? And the very reason for God making all human beings, fantastic indeed, And then we have the three booklets that we have for How Credible is the Bible? God or No God? You need geology, catastrophism, and the scriptures. And those things start right out, right from the beginning, and helps you to understand the Bible and the Word of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.